Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing an opioid epidemic surcharge as a way to help the state keep up with the opioid and heroin epidemic. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
The 2 cent per milligram opioid tax on pills would be levied on drug manufacturers. Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mojica, says it could help accomplish two important goals, including raising $125 million.
It offsets our costs. We're spending over $200 million this year on the epidemic. It's an increase over last year. But it's also, we want to discourage opioid use. So similar to a tax on cigarettes, the ideally, if it gets too expensive to use those drugs, perhaps they'll move on to other less addictive drugs.
Some are concerned that, much like tobacco taxes, the increased costs would ultimately be passed on to individuals. President of the Onondaga County Medical Society, Brian Johnson, says that would likely add up to $6 on a five-day subscription of 60 milligrams per day. Johnson says that's a step in the right direction to ending the overprescription of opioids.
Should they be used for acute pain? Yes, sometimes. Should they be used for chronic pain? Never. So something that helps people stop using them for chronic pain is a good move by Governor Cuomo.
Mojica says the state will have limitations built in to control the cost of drugs so manufacturers have to pay the tax, but he did not offer specifics. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.